All right. Performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend. My girl, she's in the Red Velvet Cake Studios right now. It's Lunell.
I brought some chocolate cakes up in the Red Velvet Cake Studio. That's right. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Tom, you went to go see Larry Graham?
I did so.
That's my homeboy from the Yay area.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. You know, Prince got like about 7 people from the Bay Area. He used to have a club in Oakland, too. He got Sheila and Bonnie Boyer and Rosie Gaines and Larry Graham. All them people came from Oakland.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He got an Oakland thing, little low-key Oakland thing. Not so much anymore, but.
But okay. Say hi to your girl, Sherry Shepherd. She's out in Los Angeles.
Sherry,
can I tell you how much I love Lunell so much? She just was in New York at the Gotham Comedy Club and just.
True.
I couldn't hold it. She ripped it rocked. Up. She ripped it.
And say hello to your boy, J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Lunell? What's up, baby?
I'm glad we made up.
You all weren't really on the outs, were you?
Not well, oh yeah.
But I can't stay on the outs with him because I love him.
I was so uncomfortable. Let me tell you.
You have to tell everybody what happened.
Oh, no. Because I really don't want to give any more energy to that situation. But we just had a little misunderstanding. People do have misunderstandings. We got it straight because I seen her in the airport and I said, bring your cell phone over here in the airport. Sit down and let me talk to you right now. And we fixed it in the airport. He seen me and I was like, now we do it.
Wait, Lunell, was he going past you like he didn't see you?
No, you can't do that. Oh, okay. There's none of that. Okay. We'll have none of that.
Okay, good.
We were on the same flight. I walked up there still. I'm like, oh, Lord.
It goes down now. Sit down. Right. But me and Jay did one of the funniest shows I ever did in my life with George, George Wallace.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jay and George Wallace, and it was out of control. Jay and George Wallace together are like.
And then you?
And me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my, that's
Let's
fire.
Just say there was a piggyback ride and some pants
George
came
pulled
down.
His pants down while I was on stage.
Oh, my God.
Lunell walked out on my back. It was just crazy, man.
It should have been recorded.
But what are you doing on stage now?
Well, I'm in Arlington at the Improv once again. I have much family out here. Shout out to my sisters and nieces. And
you got family in Texas?
I have mad family in Texas. I'm a Southern. We just came from my family reunion in Arkansas.
So how was that?
I got 30 mosquito bites to show you how that was.
Uh-oh.
I think I got the Zika.
Don't say that. Don't put that
No,
out.
Listen, I ain't pregnant that I know of. So I ain't got to worry about it. But, you know, what happened to them good old diseases like SARS? And what happened to that? I said, bring back West Nile, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
Oh,
we didn't know how good we had it when we had gonorrhea.
Them good old diseases.
Yeah, the good old
diseases.
We don't know how good we had it.
When you went back to your reunion, because when I go to mine, it's always those family members that need money.
Oh, honey. No, baby. It's not like that for Lunell. Everybody knows. Don't ask me for nothing because I give so much. So you don't have no reason to ask me for nothing. Mm-hmm. For those who have eyes, let them see. If you need something, I can see it, and I'll handle it. You know, but don't. As Cheryl Underwood used to say, the quickest way to get something is don't ask for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking for something, you can't have it.
Right.
But when you went to a reunion, any old boyfriends
old
show
booze
up?
Back
oh
then,
yeah, I booze. Brought my man, which is the first time in all the 36 years
Ooh,
of our.
That's
parents.
Saying
oh, you
something.
Now it's announced. You like open?
Yeah. We're I'm done. I'm through. I'm off the market. I'm no longer a ride at the fair.
You're no longer a ride at the fair.
I'm no longer
a loose woman, right?
Yeah. No, I'm not a woman that are not loosed anymore. So I'm tied down. I got
Is that
a ring
the one
on
that was in the airport with you?
Oh, look at that. Yeah. She has a ring on it.
I got a ring on it. And I'm done.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This is my
I can
old
now
booth.
Tell people, Lynette. Yes. I'm so excited. I can tell. Okay.
Tell well, I was, when I was 19, 20, and 21, I was with him. We didn't see each other for 35 years. And
oh
now
my
we got
gosh.
Back together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And was it immediate?
Now they're engaged.
Yeah, it was immediate. Yeah. But we were each other's, like, he was my hot older guy. I was his young side piece.
Oh.
And but now, you know, I'm a side piece success story.
Look at you. You've given side pieces hope.
I'm a side piece success story. Hang in there, girl. And stay on your Facebook. They're all in Facebook.
They all come back.
They're not on Instagram. That's where the devil lives. But on Facebook, that's where the real men's be.
Okay.
I took him to Arkansas with me.
Uh-huh.
We actually road tripped from Phoenix to Arkansas new Subaru Forester. And, you know, it's very, very suburban. He don't know. We ran the truck in a ditch and it got stuck in the mud when I was down in the trap. But we pulled it out and car washed it and everything's fine. But because it rained down there. It never rained at our family reunion in 36 years. But so, yeah, there was a couple of old flames that came up in the yard. They didn't try to stay. I mean, I got a couple of texts since I left, you know.
Okay.
And what does your man look like?
He's a jazz trumpet musician. He's an older guy. He's like 11 years older than me. Little salt and pepper goatee, bald head, alpha man, Gemini, big old freak. Super freak. He's a super freak.
But are you going to miss Linnell? Now you're with one man. Are you going to miss
the flirting and all
flirting?
No,
I'll
never stop
flirting.
He knows what it is. And even if I slip, and fall in bed with a guy, he told me that is not a deal breaker in my relationship.
Slip and fall.
Accidents happen. Listen, things happen on the road. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you, on the cruise with Linnell, she had a different... Men love you, Linnell. What as a single woman out here, what advice would you give me?
You have to give out that I'm DTF vibe.
What
is that?
Wow.
You know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
You watch Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, DTF.
Yeah.
Down to, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're free.
Down to funning.
Yeah. Listen, here's what it is. You can't be like, you can, you know, if you're a strict Christian and everything like that, you got your morals. I don't have any morals. And I have a lot of fun that way. If I see a guy and, you know, I like who likes me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what people miss the boat. You can't be like, I don't want this, I don't want that. If somebody likes you and digs you, you know, roll with it. You might get lucky and get some funnin' in that night. And, you know, we all got needs. You go 7-8 months, you need to come on up off of something. Now to keep the portholes open.
How many months?
Thank you, Linnell.
How many months?
Never mind, Sherry, you never mind. Well, okay. You need to go out with me. Sherry, you go out with me, I guarantee
I can
get you in between sheets.
Okay.
If you accidentally fall into bed with someone.
Things happen on the road, Tom. I don't have to tell you. You think men are the only ones that go out and sleep around?
Heck
ain't
no.
Nothing wrong. Listen, I'm grown. I use safe sex. And so what's the problem? I understand when you were a slut bucket back in the 70s and we didn't have condoms and stuff. I don't need none latex. Inside my mouth is lined with latex.
Oh, my. Okay.
I don't play around like that.
Oh, my. Good night, ladies.
Don't
if you're driving your children to school, right
you
now,
should be concentrating on the road. And they should be listening to some kids on Disney. They should be listening to Disney. Radio Disney.
You
know what it is. Y'all knew what it was.
Your mouth is lined with latex.
It is. Ask anybody.
But you're no longer a ride at the fair.
No, I'm not. I am no longer a ride at the fair.
I love you, Linnell, so much. I love you.
I'm locked down, baby. I'm a... One member woman.
One member woman.
Yeah. Unless something happens. You know.
Oh, if you get a chance, you know.
Come out to Arlington this weekend.
You need
to see Linnell.
Six shows,
baby. Six shows.
Run and see Linnell.
Bye, Linnell.
Congratulations.
Bye,
baby.
I love you. Bye, Jay. Bye, Sherry.